What voting rights do those in nursing homes and assisted living facilities have? What about those patients with dementia and Alzheimer's? Several listeners were curious. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Violet Comber-Weiland reports these Hoosiers have the same rights as others.
Kristen Dulaney is the Special Projects Manager with Indiana Disability Rights.
Folks who live in a long-term care facility, whether that's a nursing home, assisted living, medical, even a locked unit, still have the right to vote.
She says there are extra measures such as providing transportation, vote by mail, and assistance for those with print disabilities that expand their opportunities to vote. Dulaney emphasizes those with Alzheimer's and dementia also have the same voting rights.
Voters with Alzheimer's and dementia may bring notes with them into the polls. I know that you do research ahead of time to think about who you want to cast your ballot for. Folks are absolutely able to bring that with them so they can remember how they wanted to cast their ballot. And then they're also able to have assistance in the booth.
She says the assistants in these booths may not be an employer or union representative and can only serve to help read and understand the ballot. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Violet Comber-Weiland.